Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Stan Monteith's going to join us for about an hour and a half today to get deeply into the history of eugenics, HIV being a government weapons program, and a lot more. Part two of an interview we did last week. Then economist, former White House historian, consultant to NASA, Washington Post writer, Richard C. Cook will join us to talk about Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, what's happening with Russia, Iran, different geopolitical developments. And then later today, I'm going to supposed to be live on Press TV, folks. That is Iranian television. But on Russian television, Iranian television, it's just amazing. And frankly, I don't like doing it. I don't like how it's misconstrued. It is conscrewed. I am conscrewed by doing it. By people out there, but I will tell the truth anywhere, anytime, any place to get the information out to the people. Whatever the cost may be, we shall go on to the end. And tomorrow morning, I'm on with Dudley and Bob in studio here in Austin, Texas on KLBJ 93.7. I will not be in New York. I've got to go down to East Texas to see family, and then to South Texas, to Houston, to see my great uncle who's got pancreatic cancer. And he's had it for months, and I haven't visited him yet, and I need to get down there and see him because that is a very serious, fast-acting cancer. I'm not going to say any more. I have family listening. But now a hurricane's set to be hitting Houston right when I'm supposed to be down there, so I don't know. Should I go jump on a plane at the end of the show and go to New York and then miss some of the show next week to go see family? Anyways, that's the type of stuff going on in my mind that distracts me from all the news and information that we have here today. Very important radio show today. Very important information. I want to do this. I want to just go over the headlines from today, yesterday, and Monday, because I really have covered maybe 20-30% of the news I had in my stacks, and it's all important. So I just want to at least briefly get into a huge jumbo serving of news, and I have a whole bunch of audio clips I want to play on a host of issues. Turns out we have found, and Paul Watson posted some clips from press conferences where Donald Rumsfeld and then General Myers, who was chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff a few years ago, Mr. 9/11, you can call him, running the war games, targeting the exact same locations at the exact same time, put two and two together. Not a very nice person, but I guess it's just a military pawn sacrifice for the greater good. That's the higher-level military mind. But talking about directed energy weapons, high-powered microwaves that literally fry people, that make, it's like when you put a hot dog in the microwave for 30 minutes, it'll shrink down to the size of a breakfast sausage or a beanie weenie. That's what it does. They just fry everybody. It's a terror weapon, though. It doesn't really have a classical military application for destroying armor or killing infantry. It's just meant to fry whole villages of people. And it does quite nicely. So they get into that. And they also have some type of particle beams that slice people up quite nicely. You don't hear anything. You don't even see anything. Just suddenly everybody's sliced up in little pieces. They've got other beams that fry. Folks kind of pop when they get hit with them. You imagine these psychopaths that run things, they just love it. They love frying a bunch of Iraqis in a square more than they love Dying Corps delivering kidnapped children to them, so they can rip their teeth out with pliers like they do. Yep, that's your government. Absolute psychopathic killers. We'll be right back.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the big political diversion of the day is McCain camp. Obama's lipstick remark is disgraceful. See, this is the way our society is being turned into a bunch of ninnies. Oh, don't state the obvious. Don't say that McCain is like a 8-year-old dead fish wrapped in a piece of newspaper stinking. Don't say that you can put perfume on a pig, lipstick on a pig. That's saying that they're trying to put a pretty face on an agenda that is bad. Now, of course, that's within the control paradigm. We know that when it comes down to actual policies, there's almost no difference in presidents or puppets to begin with. Northcom, working directly for the private banks, completely runs the United States and much of the world. Well, let's go ahead and play that clip of Obama with the lipstick comment.
Let's just list this for a second. John McCain says he's about change, too. Except, and so I guess his whole angle is, watch out, George Bush. Except for economic policy, healthcare policy, tax policy, education policy, foreign policy, and Karl Rove-style politics, we're really going to shake things up in Washington. That's not change. That's just calling some the same thing something different. But you know, you can't. You know, you can put lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig.
Now, clearly, they're saying that she is the lipstick. It's not even an insult to Sarah Palin. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Palin will run absolutely nothing. It doesn't matter on the surface that she claims she's pro-life. Both political parties are bought and paid for by the same interest. And I know that our listeners understand that, understand that we're in a national security state dictatorship. But until the general public is educated to that, we have no hope of ever getting control of our government. Barack Obama and Sarah Palin and Joe Biden and the rest of them are tailor-made to get people back to the table, back into the soap opera of he said, she said. Meanwhile, there's other little dramas going on. Oh, Gordon Brown has triggered a big fight with John McCain by backing Barack Obama is the headline of the London Telegraph today. Oh, it's again, always propping up the image that Gordon Brown actually runs something or that his endorsement matters or these people run something. It's all about the public never looking at the shadow government. And it goes on with Washington Post, basically the official CIA newspaper. Palin energizing women from around the world. Energizing women from all walks of life. Oh, it's so wonderful. Let's all get suckered back in, just like they've written all these headlines about Obama energizing people that were never involved. Oh, bringing them back into the scam. Bringing them back into the fraud. Bringing them back into the delusion. Meanwhile, you don't hear John McCain and Sarah Palin talking about the fact that Bush signed back onto UNESCO that runs our educational systems, our environmental systems, that openly says eradicate the family, it's a disease. In fact, we saw George Bush double the Health and Human Services planning, which funds the bounties on grabbing 1,400,000 children, most of them from good families, and doing medical experiments on them, selling them off to people that don't know they're getting kidnapped children when they adopt, warehousing them in foster care where they're tortured and killed. And I mean, that's just a fact, folks. Do you understand the carnage? Because there's oversights in the prisons. There's no oversight. They can literally beat and stab and shoot foster children and nothing happens to them. And they do. Every day I read about them finding another one strapped down in a cage for months without food, rats all over them eating their bodies, roaches eating their bodies. Type foster child eaten by roaches. Hundreds of cases. You know, I talk about how there have been cases all over the country of troops tied down, being euthanized, and how maggots eat their brains. And then idiots send me emails or post articles saying I'm a liar, that maggots only eat dead flesh. The most common species of fly larva, but there are scores of species of fly larva that eat living flesh, so shut up. How dare you say I'm a liar when everything I just said was right out of mainstream newspapers. But you're a lazy jackass. You're not going to go find out if veterans are being eaten by maggots. You're just going to fly a flag out front of your house and say I'm a liar. You're going to say I'm a liar when I told you years ago that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were going to collapse in a scam Ponzi scheme. And even as it happens, you're going to call it conservative. You're going to call a tripling of the government, a tripling of the BATF conservative. You're going to listen to Rush Limbaugh and be pacified, just like the liberals are going to listen to Barack Obama and be pacified. All right, I said I was going to cover news, and I'm going into a rant. I got to stop. But this is important news. Almost 1,000 deaths this year in Mexico border city in one town. One town. This is out of World News Agency French Press. It's big news in Europe. The rocket attacks, the car bombs, the cops getting killed all over Texas. The gang riots. It's on European TV when somebody tries to take a Mexican flag down at a post office, the person being drug off and beat up, it is never on our news because the cattle aren't to be told about that. They're meant to debate all day. Barack Obama talking about putting lipstick on a pig. Mexicans plan mass protest against insecurity on Saturday, but not in the city with the highest murder rate this year, where many are focused on the more immediate safety concerns. See, government corruption leads to total collapse of societies, like Haiti, or Guatemala, or Russia, for that matter, or Rome. 1600 years ago. We're just a few years away from the anniversary of the fall of Rome, 410. A bunch of hubris-filled, arrogant, corrupt government individuals. Violence has escalated throughout Mexico since President Felipe Calderon, who took office at the end of 2006, launched a military crackdown on drug trafficking, but nowhere more than the city of Juarez. 2,700 murders on the border alone. 1,000 have been in the city across the Rio Grande from El Paso, Texas, including three in the most recent attacks Friday. And what's their answer? Harassing citizens, gun sweeps all over the country. But when the cops pull over an illegal alien with weapons, drugs, they're just released. Because I need to get Celia Castillo on about this sniper veteran, Vietnam, police officer, then DEA agent, head of operations in all of Central and South America. And they just said, yeah, that's the way we do it. You're only here to bust our competition, some of these smaller cartels and outfits. We go in and spray the coca fields that aren't owned by U.S. banks, that aren't tended by our people, and our airports are here at Elopongo and other places to load the cocaine and heroin we ship in from Asia to be flown into the U.S. He said, what? And they said, yeah. And if you don't like it, we'll just kill you. Official U.S. government continues today, and now society is imploding and just falling apart. But don't you worry. That black and white's going to give you a ticket for going 5 miles over the speed limit. And if your child falls off a jungle gym and breaks a finger, they're going to try to take them. Or if you tell that nurse you're poor, they're going to try to take your kids to the hospital. The book is to be thrown at you, the dumb, sappy cattle. But we told you 5 years ago the CIA was opening up an official war against drug cartels that were vying for control against them, and U.S. Special Forces, private contractors, Los Zetas, and the Mexican government with the U.S., with Bush trying to fund them over $100 billion. Remember that? They're funding them about $10 billion a year, but he wants $100-plus billion, what, $167 billion. And that's to try to win the drug war. But it's to secure that they make the entire profit, including putting you in their private jails when they catch you using their product. Young people, I'm not knocking you if you got tattoos and long hair, but you're wearing a uniform the police have been trained to alert on. I don't care what you look like. It doesn't mean anything to me. Okay? I mean, I'm to the point where I got five pairs of jeans and about five T-shirts I wear. I'm not into how you look. I don't care. If you enjoy looking like that, fine. Point is, they've trained you to dress like that through the controlled corporate media to think you're being rebellious so they can alert on you. You're not winning looking like that. Enemy operations are running everywhere against you. You understand that? You think using drugs is cool, legal and illegal. Stop. And I myself included. Alcohol, everything. Just don't use any other products. Tobacco, filter your water. Just have quiet love for your family and hatred for them. You will defeat them. You will defeat them by being clean.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
There's a giant Central American, North American war between cowboys, that is, roughneck, freebooting, piratical drug dealers, who only account for about 10-15% of the heroin and cocaine market. If you look at the numbers, and this has been studied, But just that amount is cutting in on the massive profits of the private central banks that launder that money and the government officials that are paid large portions of it. And it's federal law that drug money can be invested in the stock market as long as it's outside the country, invested in. This is all a public secret. I mean, for adults, it's well known, and it's in major economic journals, and it even comes out in Reuters, and it's kind of like, yes, the little dumb cattle won't know we're taking them and their children to prison for using the product we ship in. And the cops will glad hand around and smile and say, that's ridiculous. The government doesn't ship it in. I've lost a lot of friends. I've had officers that were killed. Well, you're the schmucks that work for the system, too. I didn't say it wasn't a real drug war down on the ground. I didn't say there weren't scumbag criminals involved in the drug trade. They'll be involved in whatever's illegal. You've given them a big fat market. And sure, there's crackheads breaking in houses every second to steal stereos and computers and jewelry. And a lot of times it goes bad and they kill families because they want your products. But don't sit here and say that the drugs aren't shipped in by the government. They've been caught hundreds and hundreds of times. There have been congressional hearings. The CIA's admitted it. So stop talking to us like we're children. And if you're a cop out there and you don't know the war on drugs is a fraud, then you really are living in La La Land. You really are a little boy or a little girl. You are a joke. Being stupid is a joke. Being fooled is a joke. Believing that you can just say, I don't believe it. I just don't. It's just not. Well, try going and jumping off the Grand Canyon and saying, I just don't believe it's a Grand Canyon. I just don't believe it's a 1,000-foot drop off this cliff. I just don't. I was on a national British radio show last night, and they were saying, but Alex, you're so negative. You're so, you know, you're not positive. If I'm walking through the West Texas scrub brush, let's say I'm out hiking and my car is 5 miles away, and I get bit by a rattlesnake on my knee, and it pumps venom in, I'm going to throw it off of me. I'm not even going to spend time killing it. That's what a rattler does. But I'm going to pull my knife out, and I'm going to slice that area open, and I'm going to sit there and let it bleed. I'm not just going to suck the poison out. I'm going to really gouge it out and let it bleed, and then I'm going to try to get back to my car. Now, I could be positive and say, hi, Mr. Snake. I love you. No, just let me let you hang on my knee. You just sit there, and you pump that venom in. Oh, I feel cold now, Mr. Snake. Oh, it's hot out here in the desert, but I feel cold. I'll just lay down over here under a bush, Mr. Snake. Because I'm going to be positive.
No, the country's been bitten by a snake, and I'm trying to gouge out the wound. I go and bullhorn MSNBC and get beat up doing it, and people say, oh, that was a little harsh. He was a little extreme. No. Oh, he shouldn't yell at Michelle Malkin for calling for putting Americans in concentration camps and writing a book about it and saying torture's good. Oh, that's a little extreme. The neocons have just called for Alex's arrest, and he gets in their faces. Yeah, they've called for my arrest. How dare him get in their face? Oh, she got up on her blog and said I was a liar about the Marines throwing that puppy off a cliff when it was admitted it was true. Oh, that's mean. Don't stand up. You've been taught how. Oh, don't say put lipstick on a pig. Doesn't matter if that's all fake with Obama and her. The point is they're training you to be these little timid, little like three-year-olds. He said put lipstick on a pig. Oh, goodness gracious. We're supposed to stand down and be these knock-kneed cowards. Instead of being strong and bold. And go, I mean, you know, cops pulled me over before when I searched my car for drugs, and I just start laughing at them. I go, I don't use the stuff your bosses ship in. They're like, that's not a very nice thing to say about America. Well, it's not very nice if you violate my Fourth Amendment. Go get a drug dog if you want. We'll sit here for a few hours. But you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Your children are going to grow up in a total police state. And a police state officer is about the government robbing the people, and that includes you. And they usually stick their tail between their legs and leave. Be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
That's right, it's The Distance. 20 films, 13 years on air. And you're going the distance with us as well.
No trophy, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and parting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed.
You know, all these Johnny Come Latelys pop on the Patriot scene. And then they immediately attack everyone around them in the name of them being attacked. There's hundreds of them. They show up and say, let me take over your operation. Hand your radio show, your website over to me. And you say no, and they say, you're a fed, you're bad, you're evil, I'm going to get you. You did this and that to me. Hey, schizophrenics, that's why you're not successful. That's why it's the icons in this movement that continue and go forward, because they're normal. They're not mentally ill like Dr. Stan Monteith, who is on a 20-plus-year mission. or people like G. Edward Griffin, who's on a 50-plus year mission, or people like Bob Chapman on a 50, almost 50-year mission. You see, it's about the information. It's about going the distance. It's about getting the information out. It's about fighting the New World Order. That's one of the things that holds back our movement is so many people we wake up. So many people that my listeners, and believe me, folks, we're just this radio show and my websites are accounting for close to 90% of the new people that are being woken up globally. We've analyzed it. And you see it on the streets. And the responsibility of that is just massive. And I do not claim to be up to the task. I do not claim to be the right stuff for even being, quote, a leader. I'm just going to give the New World Order hell. I'm going to fight them as hard as I can. And it is because of you that we're waking up so many people. So I salute you. Keep up what you're doing. I mean, look at 9/11 Truth. The 7th anniversary of the government attacks coming up tomorrow. We'll have live reports from New York and other areas around the country. Look at everything we've done together. Look at how far we've come. And then you see these disinfo trolls all over MySpace, all over YouTube, all over Dig, all over every message board saying the same thing. The same people posting in hundreds of blogs a day. It's their job. 9/11 Truth's dead. 9/11 Truth's old. 9/11 Truth fell apart. 9/11 Truth imploded. And I watch some weak 9/11 Truth people go, oh, yeah, the movement's over. Folks, that's Tokyo Rose. We are kicking their butt. We are defeating the New World Order. We are waking people up like never before. We're making inroads in 1 week bigger than what was made, you know, in decades back in the 50s and 60s. We are just absolutely got the golden touch right now. We're knocking out of the park home runs every time we get up to bat. And the enemy's saying, oh, my gosh, you're losing. You know, you're down. You're down 5 home runs in the 9th inning. We're ahead. Don't listen to the enemy chatter. Look at what's happening for yourself. And, again, this country's been bit by a giant cobra. And they're telling you, don't be negative. Just believe that a cobra bite is good for you. And I'm saying, nuh-uh. Jab a knife in both those holes. Bleed it out. Bleed it out and then put a tourniquet on it. And then get to the hospital and get some anti-venom. And they're going, no, cobras don't exist. What was that big black snake that just bit me? Snakes don't exist. But that snake keeps calling for the New World Order. It does exist. No, I was on this radio show yesterday, and they said, New World Order doesn't exist. And I said, but your own Gordon Brown's calling for it, your own prime minister. And they said, well, he's calling for one to exist. Oh, I see. Yeah, I mean, it's a cancer that's spread all over our body. If we have emergency surgery, we can probably get it removed. But if we wait much longer, it will metastasize into the brain. It'll be too late. It'll metastasize into the bone and then be exported all over the body. And they're saying, it's not cancer. It's not cancer. Everything's fine. Everything's okay. Everything's good. Don't be negative. Don't be negative. Don't listen to crazy people. To the police, to the military, you can find out in 5 minutes what sodium fluoride is. It is the sodium fluoride itself is deadly and attacks all the organs and glands and massively increases bone cancer. Just type in fluoride bone cancer, fluoride brain cancer, fluoride leukemia, fluoride diabetes. Just fries you. But when you hear sodium fluoride, that's a catch-all term for hundreds of Grignard reagents, toxic compounds, and heavy metals. They legally put it in the water supply. And you know how they got them to do it in the 40s? They told racist white army people and government tacticians, look, these blacks are going to riot. We got to pump this into their neighborhoods. And so it began. And they have, you heard Dr. Monteith, federal studies, 5 times the fluoride in major cities is pumped into the poor areas. That means 5 times the lead, the mercury, the arsenic. Let me give you a news flash. I'm going to tell you again, cops, do not suck your thumb. You cannot avoid this. You will go to Google tonight. I am begging you to stop being cowards and to go to Google and go to mainstream government sites. They will admit what sodium fluoride is. Here's another example. And I knew this years ago, but my father reminded me. A few months ago, I was having dinner over at their house. And I was talking about how in the 40s, they had all the byproduct sodium fluoride and stannous fluoride and other types from the cracking of the oil. That's how the first chemical they break it down with for refining. And they had it from the byproducts of chemical fertilizer production, which is also with petrochemicals, oil. And they had it with the aluminum byproduct of refining aluminum. And they had giant warehouses everywhere. And I mean, one canister would roll off a truck and get in a river in Tennessee or in Texas. There were a bunch of famous cases, or in Ohio. And it would kill all the fish and kill any cows that drank it and people that drank the water and the water supplies it got into. You know, there would just be massive retardation of children. And they said, you know what we'll do? We will diffuse this into the general water supply, and it will brain damage them, and it will sterilize people and hurt them. That's eugenics. And they did it. And then if people complained, they said, oh, that's crazy McCarthy people. That's when they finally shut McCarthy down. They liked using McCarthy when he was just shutting down free speech and going after leftists. But as soon as he went, I just discovered it's a new world order and the army runs it and they're poisoning the water. I have documents. That was it for him. They dropped the hammer on him real fast. You see. He broke into the other side and went, whoa, they run it all. This commie thing's just a front. So you go find out. So I'm talking to my dad about it, and I go, yeah, they just take the toxic waste like DU, the spent fuel rods, and the byproducts of uranium enrichment, and they take the isotope and they make it into weapon systems and armor, and they've now been caught putting it in special steel for construction. And he goes, oh, it's just like fertilizer, son. And of course, he'd been told this by his uncle, one that's got pancreatic cancer, who ran one of the biggest refineries in Houston. Years ago, and I went back to the deer camp, back to being a little kid, back to that discussion of the toxic fertilizer, and back to my uncle, great uncle, saying, man, don't use that yard fertilizer, that stuff they say put on your yard. And my dad going, why? And going, well, David, you see, we've got to get rid of all this toxic waste. And so what we do is we sell it to the fertilizer companies, but Congress got involved back in the 70s and said, well, you can't put it in farm fertilizer that goes right on the food. Put it on yard fertilizer. And that's why grass fertilizer says don't use in gardening. Don't use in farming. But, of course, and I was telling the British media about it, and the British talk show host goes, yeah, I know about that. We do that here, too. That way it doesn't run in the ocean like we used to dump it. He said that real proud. Well, we used to just dump it in the ocean. And I said, what are you talking about? Now you localize it into your yard if your dog lays in it. Remember, one time they just fertilized and my dog laid in a little bit of it and all his hair fell off. And he got a big rash. We took him to the vet and they said, did you just fertilize? Yes. Oh, that stuff's deadly poison. And there's no reason to mix lead and mercury and arsenic and all of these other, what they call, Grignard reagents from the chemical separations and the cyanide. Now, don't laugh, cops. Your kids are playing in that yard. Don't laugh because you're invested in the lies. Bureaucrats, government people, do not laugh at me. This is real. This is serious. This is not a joke or a game. And that is the secret to everything they do. And then I've been thinking about this a lot the last few days, and my wife off eBay bought those 1950s pitcher encyclopedias. And there's got to be 30 of them. Some are giant, some are medium-sized. And I just pulled one out of the middle of the stack. Talk about fate. I mean, I'm not into mumbo jumbo, but I just said, I need to look at this. And I just grabbed one while I was thinking about the oil. I pull it out. I open it. This is on the weekend. This is Sunday morning. With a cup of black Stygian coffee in my hand. and I open it, and it's a whole chapter on oil refining. And it and then there they admitted in the 50s they were doing it all but said it was good. So you better believe I want to get off of oil. But they're not going to let us. They're going to give you a carbon tax on oil and control it. Oil isn't bad for the reason they tell you, though. They can never tell the truth. Oil is not bad for greenhouse gases and heating the earth. Oil is bad because of the byproducts of it. That's why it's bad. 25 million barrels a day is what we use? My God. But see, in this super hyper-environmental age, all over the country, the restrictions on burning dirty coal full of mercury have been taken off. I mean, you could see the mercury in dirty coal. That's why it's shiny and has that glistening glass look on the black surface. That's pure mercury. They just burn that stuff and shoot it up in the sky. Texas supplies more coal power than any other state to, you know, period, and it's to surrounding states. And I got to breathe this. My children have got to breathe it. Do the environmentalists care? Absolutely not. They don't know anything about it. They're running around with carbon pass stickers on their car, voluntarily paying world taxes already, like complete morons. All right, I said I'd cover Stacks and News, and I'm just not doing it because I just start thinking about this, and I meant to bring that the last 3 days. I meant to bring that almanac in and on the document cam in the fourth hour, show it to everybody. And show everybody what is inside of it. And it just like go over oil and how it all works. But they're not stopping. They're taking the uranium and using it all over the U.S., all over the world. They are taking, and all their official studies said it'll kill you deader than a hammer. It's deadly and it's horrible. And just in the mid-90s, they said, which no longer bad, we just say so. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The elite have gone crazy. Almost 1,000 deaths this year in one border town on Texas. And last time I checked, it's more than 10 cities fly Mexican flags, no American flags, at the courthouses, at the city buildings. And there's signs posted, basically, gringos not allowed. And it's been on CNN one time, and CNN basically said it was good. They talked about El Cenizo. And I'm not against these Mexicans. They don't like me. I'm not talking about Mexicans that are Americans. I'm talking about, and that's why a lot of my Mexican friends and Mexicans come up to me on the street and shake my hand and go, yeah, I speak Spanish. I listen to the radio. You're telling the truth. And what does it even matter? They're poisoning everything. They're hurting everybody, no matter what color you are. And we've got this war going on over drugs, and it's not even in the mainstream media. U.S. cancels Russian nuclear deal. That was the story. U.S. nuclear waste in Russia. Also, their nuclear-powered cruiser, the Peter the Great, is heading to the Caribbean for the first naval exercises since the end of the Cold War. Russia to base nuclear warship and anti-submarine aircraft in Venezuela. It's all kicked back off. It's got nuclear weapons, missiles, cruise missiles on board. Indiana high school purse ban rankles students. And they just say you're basically prisoners. You are not allowed to have any type of purse or container. You're prisoners. It's basically hands up. You don't have a book bag. You don't have anything. Hands up. It's for your safety. And they go over all of that. That's all the public schools are. I mean, you send your children to public schools. We have the official government documents. We've had the experts on. We've covered it. We've published them where they say it's to break up the family, train the children to tattle on their parents. I got another one here that was in my stack about how all over the country the police are paying kids to use their instant text messages to spy on their parents, to spy at school, to spy on everyone. And the police then mail you a check. Where is that? It's up on Drudge Report right now. I sent it to my guys. I mean, it's just the Stasi. Good story by the People's Voice. The Continuity of Government Project gets into how we're under martial law up on Infowars.com. Got a lot of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. We're going to cover when we get back. Stay with me, ladies and gentlemen. The resistance to tyranny and truth will continue. We will resist tyranny and put the truth out to the end.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We're going to have Dr. Stan Monteith on with us for an hour and a half, getting into eugenics, how they're exterminating us, all the documents. That includes you that serve the system. You are under the same gun. But when Monteith leaves us, I'm going to play some of this Italian national television documentary, and it's got the official Iraqi hospital heads talking about, you know, these tanks with these weapons arrays on top firing out these bolts of lightning that fry and melt everything. It's terror weapons. It's not precision. It's not what real infantry needs. It's all part of terror, freaking people out. Here's a little clip of a newscast going back about 4.5 years ago with General Myers and Rumsfeld, where they're talking about it. And they look, you ought to see the video. It's in the story that Paul Watson wrote about the headline, "What is the Pentagon's new secret weapon?" Here it is.
Try weapons that had never been used before. And the questions from the press about direct energy and microwave weapons made them visibly uncomfortable.
Can I ask you a question about some of the technology that you're developing to fight the war on terror, specifically directed energy and high-powered microwave technology? When do you envision that you can weaponize that type of technology?
It is in, for the most part, the kinds of things you're talking about are in varying early stages.
Hit pause. For the most part. I mean, they are just lying the whole time. And then they admit at the end, General Franks, this is right when he was, again, still in there in the first year of the invasion, I guess almost 5 years ago, he says he is, you know, using these things. We are testing them before they're ready. You know, they're it's a laboratory. Here it is.
Do you want to give anything you'd add?
I don't think I would add much. I think they are in early stages and probably not ready for employment at this point.
In the normal order of things, when you invest in research and development and begin a developmental project, you don't have any intention or expectations that one would use it. On the other hand, the real world intervenes from time to time, and you reach in there and take something out that is still in a developmental stage, and you might use it. So your question's not answerable. It depends on what happens in the future and how well things move along the track and whether or not someone feels it's appropriate to reach into a development stage and see if something might be useful, as was the case with the unmanned aerial vehicles.
But you know, like you're willing to experiment with it.
I think that's the point. And I think from the beginning of this conflict, I think General Franks has been very open to looking at new things if there are new things available, and has been willing to put him into the fight, even
okay.
Before even fully.
I'm going to play like 20 minutes of this coming up on an hour and a half from now. I'm going to analyze it and also take calls specifically. If you're in the military and you can specifically say what this Manhattan Project level new development is, we know it's the microwave guns and the particle beams. And that's described on Italian TV. I mean, they just cut crowds in half, women and children. And we notice they keep using these on crowds. This is to terrorize. This is a terror weapon for psychological, you know, to demoralize people. They can do the same thing with one cluster bomb. It's a terror weapon. That's why they have our military sit off the road and just mow women and children down driving in their cars on video. Because it's about letting them know, you're scum, you're slaves, we're going to kill you. Just like Private Bruckheimer came back and said, yeah, we go into villages and kill even the newborn babies. And the Pentagon came out and said, well, we want to clarify, only in certain villages do we kill the babies, too. They walk right up, stick a gun to the baby's head, and blow it off. Now, a lot of those guys have come back, and they're cops right now. And you want me to respect them and love them? No. I don't respect a government that tortures children. I don't respect a government that blows babies' heads off. You can go to hell.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.